You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good morning again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Gloria Ross, New Life Assembly of God. Hallelujah. We are located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard, Melbourne, Florida. To reach us, our telephone number is 321-255-6999. I always mention to you, remember, if you do not have a home church, our doors are open every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. We are the church in the city with the city in its heart.
Amen.
Praise God. Now we have Pastor Ross and Evangelist Copeland here to minister the word of God.
Well, we thank the Lord once again for this glorious opportunity to be able to come into your homes, nursing homes, prison cells, automobiles, wherever you are, just to tell you about the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he has done for us all. I must keep in mind that he is the only one that deserves the honor and the glory. We take no credit for anything because we've done nothing.
It Amen.
Was he and he alone that came into this world to bring forth redemption and the forgiveness of sin to all that will believe and trust in him. Praise God.
Yes.
So today we want to get into the word of God. But before, I just want to lift up a prayer for our faith partners and radio listeners out there.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, we ask your blessings to be upon this radio broadcast today.
Yes.
That the word of God and the anointing of the Most High will reach each and every soul that have tuned into the broadcast, that they will receive the blessings of the Lord and be strengthened according to his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Well, today we want to talk about the authority of the believer. We want to look at what the word of God says. Yeah, we thank God that he has given us this authority and that we're able to use this authority at any given time with whatever the situation may be. And first of all, I want to let you know out there in radio land that in spite of all the difficulty and the problems that you may be going through,
amen,
I want to tell you that God is on your side.
Yes, he is.
And what he's doing is that he's making everything possible so that you can walk in that anointing. You can walk in that power that he has given all of us as children of God.
Amen.
Now, remember in Isaiah 54 and verse 17, praise God, that is a powerful word of God where the many people feel that, well, because of adversities that have surfacing their lives that they can throw in the towel. But I want to tell you something this morning in this place at this time here, that no weapon that is formed against you,
amen,
shall prosper.
Yes.
Now keep that in mind. I said no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, or a child of God.
Yes.
And every tongue that rises up in judgment, you'll be able to condemn this thing.
Amen.
And the reason that you're able to condemn it is because you are the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. And his righteousness is holy.
Amen.
His righteousness is of him. Glory to God. Not you, but him.
Amen.
So no weapon that's formed against you will prosper.
None.
The weapons will be formed, but they will not prosper.
Amen.
And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Amen.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
I want to tell you that God's on our side.
Yes, he is.
Regardless of what's going on in your life. You may be troubled by certain things that have come into your life, but I want to tell you that God's on your side. Never forget that. God is on your side.
Yes.
And the reason I know that he's on your side is because he has said in his word that he will never leave you nor forsake
you. Amen.
That he would even be with you until the end of the world.
Amen.
And he's right there, right where you are. So when you go through whatever the situations and circumstances are, he's right there with you, and he's going through it with you. So we serve a mighty God. Amen. So the authority of the believer, we are able to stand. And I want to tell you that no matter what's going on, the authority that's been invested in you as a child of God, glory to his wonderful name.
Yes.
He has given us this authority, and we need to invoke the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Invoke it.
Invoke the word of God,
yes,
in
sir,
any given situation. Not lie down and be trampled over by the works of the adversary. No, we are to invoke the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. So let's look at, first of all, we want to go over to Luke 10 and verse 19, which is a familiar verse of scripture. You weren't there when with the 12. You weren't there with the 70.
Amen.
You weren't there with the 500, but you are now in the body of Christ. And I want to tell you, in Luke 10, 19, Jesus is talking to you, and he's talking to me. So the authority of a believer, keep in mind, I said a believer.
Amen.
If you are a believer out there, you can walk in this authority.
Amen.
And this anointing. And you don't have to tremble when the adversary come your way.
Amen.
Because he's doing his job, and you have to do your job. And your job is that you have the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Isn't
Amen.
That wonderful?
Yes,
glory
yes it
to
is,
God.
Pastor.
And it's not about your doing. It's what Jesus has done for you. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Glory, would you like to read that verse of scripture? Luke 10, verse 19.
It says, behold, look, I give you to you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Now, you have the authority. Evangelist, you know you have the authority as a believer.
Amen.
If you were just saved 30 seconds ago, doesn't matter how long it is, you have that authority.
Amen.
You may be immature in terms of the whole thing that God is talking about, but as a believer, 30 seconds into the body of Christ, you still have that power. Praise God. It is there for you to use. You can invoke the word
Amen,
of God.
Amen, Pastor.
Stare the devil in his face and say, ha, ha, ha.
Amen.
I'm a child of God.
Amen.
And I have authority over what you're trying to do to me as a child of God. My Lord and Savior says he's given me authority to tread. That means to walk on, eventually.
Amen. That means to walk on, Pastor. And I love how you said authority is mean to delegate, Pastor, the dunamis power. You said as a babe, in 30 seconds when you become a Christian, God take care of the babies as well. He take care of the lambs and the sheep. So guess what? When you come to Christ, you're a lamb. God's going to watch over his lambs, just like he provides for the sheep. You know that Jesus said in his word, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So, Pastor, I agree with you. When you said invoke that word,
amen.
Work that word.
Glory to God. Glory to God. In Mark 16 and verse 17.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. We are talking about the authority of the believer.
Yes.
And you can walk in. If you're a believer, you believe in the word of God. You believe that the Lord Jesus Christ left this power and anointing for you. You believe that you have the authority and the power that's been invested in you. Mark 16, verse 17. I'm going to ask Evangelist if he would read that verse of scripture, because we are talking about the authority. You don't have to run from the devil. You don't have to take the devil's junk. All you need to do is have faith in God's word
Praise
and what it said, and invoke it. Glory to God.
Amen.
Invoke that word.
Use that word.
Amen.
Mark the 16th chapter, 17th and 18th verse says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. You got to be a believer now. In my name shall they cast out devils. There's only one name. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. This is Jesus talking now. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Pastor's talking about authority. Pastor's talking about power. This is what a believer has when he comes to the Lamb of God. Praise him.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm telling you that we have this authority. We can walk in it. But there are many folks out there today that are not walking in that invested authority that Jesus has given us as children of God. They are complaining. They are murmuring.
Yes.
They're taking the devil's junk. But I've come today to tell you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
That he has given you this authority. It's not yours. He's given it to you.
Amen.
Now you're in possession of that authority. And you can walk according to what the word of God says. My God. The first thing that Jesus was saying there with that supernatural power.
Yes.
Supernatural power.
Supernatural.
Minister Glory, you know you have supernatural power.
Yes, amen.
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 Hallelujah. And then you are a believer?
Yes, I am.
You believe in the name of Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Praise God. And that what did he say there?
He said, you of God, little children. That's a born-again believer.
Amen.
And have overcome them. That's an antichrist spirit. That greater is that he is in you, that he is in the world.
Amen.
And who's in the world?
Satan.
Satan.
Well, I tell you, the thing that's so beautiful is that, you know, we know that he is the God of this world system. But the most important thing is that we are in the world, but we're not of the world.
Amen.
And what is taking place is that we have this authority greater, not great, but greater is he that is in you. Well, who is on the inside of you?
Jesus.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Pastor.
That's on the inside
Ghost.
Of you, giving you that authority. So greater is he that is in you than he that is coming up against you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right. Praise the name of Jesus. You know, the devil's trying to come up against us, but I want to tell you, there's power. Mm-hmm. There's anointing.
Yes.
There's God's word.
Yes.
And he's given it to us. And we can invoke the word. A lot of folks today, what they say, well, listen, don't say that because the devil heard what you said. Well, who cares what the devil heard?
Amen.
I want to tell you what he need to listen to is that word that's all powerful.
Yes.
That the Lord Jesus Christ has given us that we can invoke that word.
Amen.
Put him in his place. And amen. Where is his place? As that
under
sister said Sunday, he need to be under your feet.
Amen.
Well, don't say, well, he need to be under.
He is.
No, he is under your feet.
Amen.
Praise
he's
God.
He's been defeated.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he has. He's been defeated because the word of God tells us that in Colossians 2 and verse 15.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The word tells us that. And we need to vote because the only thing that's going to push back the adversary is the authority that's been invested in us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You remember when the enemy in Matthew 4, glory to God, I just want to, that scripture popped up in my spirit there.
Go ahead, Pastor.
But in Matthew 4, when Jesus was baptized in the Holy Spirit in the River Jordan, glory to God, and then now the Holy Spirit led him in the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
Yes.
And what did Jesus say in Matthew 4? He said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I want to say something out there in Radio Land. If you are trying to push back the forces of darkness, you cannot do it with your word.
Amen.
You must use the word of God.
As
Hallelujah.
It is written.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes
Pastor. As it is written.
As it is written. Praise
it is
God.
Written. You must. It is written, Jesus said.
Glory to God.
Because he's the word, Pastor.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And that's the highest form of treason that the enemy tried to use against the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, was his word.
What he talking about? Well, since you are the Son of God, command these stones be turned into bread. Well, I want to tell you, Jesus, that the word of God tells us that he created Satan.
Yes.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes.
Here?
Yes.
He's the creator of all things. Yeah. He is the creator.
Right.
And he said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Satan knew who Jesus was.
Go ahead, Pastor. I'm just thinking the same thing what you just spoke. Pastor said he had some nerve telling Jesus, if you be the Son of God. I was there when God, my Father, created you.
Exactly.
Hallelujah.
You understand? So how you got the nerve? You saw me sitting beside my Father for decades, centuries. And then you ask me, if you be the Son of God. I know I'm the Son of God.
Well, he's deity, Jesus. Yeah. So the thing is that in some translation it says, since you are the Son of God.
Yes.
Otherwise, now that's recognition who you are.
That's
correct. Recognizing the deity. Since you are the Son of God, command these stones to be turned into bread. Well, listen, I tell you, we have power.
Yes.
We
yes,
thank
we
God
do.
For it.
We
can
we
invoke
do,
the word of God. Amen.
Yes, we do.
Why is it that so many brothers and sisters in Christ don't invoke the word?
I don't know, Pastor.
They just roll over and lie down and let the devil just trample all over them when they have the authority. And we're talking about the authority of a believer.
Amen.
Of a believer.
Pastor, you know, they think this is just a story, not his story. They thinking they're reading a story. But guess what? Jesus gave us and these signs. Pastor, not only did he give you authority, but signs come with the authority. We can do the same thing Jesus did. Cast out devils, speak in new tongues, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This is what Jesus, our Savior, has told us to do, Pastor.
Amen.
That's the authority and that's the power.
Amen. And we remember reading there in Acts, what is it, Acts 16?
If you start at 16.
Praise
God. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with a spirit of divination, met us, which brought us masters, much gain by soothsayers. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation.
They didn't lie.
This did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, glory, hallelujah, I command thee in the name of Jesus to come out of her, and he came out the same hour. Spiritual authority. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm telling you, that's what it is. Now, Paul, he was a believer.
Yes, he
Amen.
Was.
He, not only an apostle, but he was a believer.
Yes.
So what the authority that rested, invested in him, he called that spirit out.
Amen.
Some of us today probably, you know, would hear that type of a spirit being involved in a fortune-telling woman or whatever it is, that might say, well, listen, she really loves Jesus. He is saying that, here, these are men of the Most High come to show us the way of salvation. But you
they
see,
didn't lie, Pastor.
No.
That spirit didn't lie. You understand, Pastor? That spirit knew who he was. He didn't lie on him. But then all of a sudden, the discerning of spirits was in operation,
Praise
Pastor.
God. Praise
there
God.
You go.
And then Paul went to work, called that spirit out. He was grieved, Pastor. That was troubling him.
Yes.
Because it wasn't the truth, Pastor.
You see, and what we're looking at there in the authority of the believer is that he was operating in one of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Go ahead, Pastor. One of the nine. Yes, Pastor.
Glory to God. He called that spirit out. We have the same authority in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We don't have to. We look at certain things that's going on in people's lives, and if the Holy Spirit is grieved in us, and we know what is going on, and he moves us in one of the nine gifts of the Spirit,
ahead,
whatever
Pastor.
It may be at that particular time.
Yes.
Listen, call that thing out.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with people that said certain things there, and the Spirit was, a different Spirit was moving them. You see, the whole thing is that there, when two people are talking, and then here come a third uninvited guest, which is a demonic spirit, will come and try to move into the conversation and create confusion. So you have to bind that thing up in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
in
Pastor.
The name that's above every name. That's
bind
the name.
Them back. Chain. That's the name tie them up, Pastor.
Amen. Well, you know, the word of God tells us there in Matthew 18. He says, whatsoever you bind on earth.
That's the word.
Shall be bound in heaven.
That's the word.
And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Listen, we bind the hands of the adversary.
Amen.
We restrict his movement.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Keep him from continuing to do what he thinks that he can do. We render him powerless and harmless and we take authority over him. Amen. He's a defeated foe anyway.
Amen.
Remember, and we all know that he's defeated. Do you all agree with that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise God. In Colossians 2 and verse 15, I quoted that verse of scripture before, but the thing of it is that it says, and what Jesus did, having spoiled principalities and powers, and made a show of
them
openly.
Openly, Pastor.
Openly. Well, this thing wasn't done in no corner.
Secret? No, Pastor.
Openly and triumphed over them.
Triumphing over it.
I'm wondering why some members of the body of Christ are still recluse. They're locking themselves up, keeping the anointing and everything that God has blessed them with from being in operation in their lives. Why is that? Anybody got it?
To me, Pastor, is spiritually blinded. Because if you go on in this word, anything that you see in the red, that's Jesus talking. He didn't stutter. He didn't say, I didn't really mean to say that. Jesus said what he meant to say. Jesus did what he meant to do, Pastor. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the word.
Amen. Amen. And what we must understand as children of God is that we not only have this divine authority, but Ephesians 2 and verse 6.
Go ahead, Pastor.
What does the word tells us? He has made us to sit
in heavenly.
Good God Almighty. Sit together with him.
Yes, heavenly places.
In heavenly places.
In heavenly places.
So far above principalities and powers.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Good God Almighty. So I want to tell you out there in Radio Land that you're above all these things that the enemy is trying to do. If you recognize your authority and realize who you are in Christ Jesus and where you are, praise God. Let's read that verse of scripture there in Ephesians 2 and verse 6.
It says, glory to God. And has raised us up together.
Wait a minute. So we are together with Christ.
Yes.
Where are we?
And made, verse 5 first, sister.
Ephesians 2.
2 six. Verse 6.
Oh, Ephesians 2. Oh, okay. I'm in verse 6, but look at verse 5, Pastor. Look at second chapter, verse 5.
I'll read it. Okay. Even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved.
Mm-hmm.
But now, he has raised us up together.
Yes.
And made us sit together.
Yes.
In heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Who else? He
raised us up.
In heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Mm. Go to God.
Made us sit, Pastor.
Amen.
Didn't say we bow didn't. First, Pastor. But then God said, now you can sit.
Amen.
But he didn't ask you. He made you.
That's what it says.
That is correct, Pastor.
That's what it says.
And when we recognize our position as a believer, we understand that he's made us sit. This is the whole thing, is that spiritually speaking and positionally understanding what is taking place is that we know that we're our physical man here is on earth, but the spirit man is with Christ.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's the real you, Pastor. Yeah. Your spirit man.
Amen. Praise God.
That's the real you. We're spirit, soul, and body, Pastor.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
This word is awesome, Pastor. This ain't no dead letter. This is the living word, Pastor.
And we don't serve no dead God.
No, we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Pastor.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he's made us to sit together with him in heavenly place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we understand that he said that where I am, there you will be also. Did
That's
he not
the
say
Father.
That? Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. But we have to walk in that authority
with the understanding,
positionally speaking, our flesh man is walking this earth here. Mm-hmm. But the real you, the spirit of the living God, we are with him. Praise God. That's why we can't serve him in the flesh.
No.
You know?
And the word says, Pastor, in Romans 2, that he said, no flesh shall glory before him, Pastor.
Say that again, Evan.
In Romans, it says, no flesh shall glory before him, which means on Judgment Day, Pastor, it's not your flesh that's going to be standing before the king.
My
it's your
goodness.
Spirit, man, glory. That's going to be standing glory. Before him.
Wow, what we are talking about is the authority of a believer.
The authority, Pastor. Just the word authority is powerful, Pastor. And Jesus said he gave it to us. but the believers. And when you're a believer in Christ, Pastor, you don't doubt the Father. You have no doubt, unbelief. You know who you are in Christ.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. That should go through the airways into the hearts of each and every
Amen.
Person out there that's really born again, mm-hmm. that's washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Washed.
Even if it's no more than, like I said, 30 seconds.
You still see.
And you have power.
And you have that Holy Ghost power.
Amen. That power that came from on high. Glory to God. The power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful.
Oh, you know, Pastor, it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He never left us, number one, as an orphan. And number two, he didn't leave us powerless. He gave us, listen, you know, he realized that the adversary has power.
Yes.
But his power is not greater than the power that he gave us.
Amen. Right. No, Pastor.
And the scripture tells us that.
Pastor. He said, I gave you all power. He said, and he's all power, Pastor. Listen, the disciples, Pastor, was upset because Jesus said he was going home. But Jesus said, don't worry about it. I'm going to send a comforter with you, to you. And he's going to give you power. And he said, greater works than these shall you do because I go unto my Father.
Praise.
Pastor, what when them disciples find out that the Holy Ghost came upon them in the upper room, Pastor?
Mm-hmm. Never turned back.
You can not one scripture you find that one of the disciples ever turned their back on Jesus.
Well, you see, the most important thing there, I strongly believe that if we had seen him on the cross,
yes,
nails in his hands, crown of thorns upon his head, nails in his hands and feet, and know that he gave up the ghost there.
Yes.
And then we went and went back into our own quarters. And what happened is that now he appears to us, showed us the nail scarred hand. Would you doubt him then?
How can you doubt him, Pastor? He's right before you.
I can't doubt him because I know too much about him.
Amen.
Pastor, you walked with him for
God.
Three
Praise
and a half
God.
Years, Pastor.
Amen.
You walked with Jesus for 3.5 years. You should know him.
Praise God. I want all my faithful and radio listeners, even backsliders and sinners, just to stay tuned for a moment. Don't turn the radio off. We're just going to take a break.
Amen.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
All right, we're back from the break. Praise God. We're talking about the authority of a believer.
Amen.
Praise God. We know that we're speaking to many believers out there, and the word of God should be in your heart. You should be walking in his divine power.
Yes.
Praise God. Not power of your own, but his divine power. And he's left us with his word. So we want to look at another verse of scripture that will glorify the Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. and be able to invoke the word.
Amen.
At any given
invoke
moment.
That word.
At mm-hmm. any given moment concerning whatever adversities that will try to come up against you. Evangelist, would you read Hebrews 4 and verse 12? Praise the name of our God.
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we're talking about the authority of the believer. Mm-hmm. Some of you may be in your home dealing with all kinds of demonic influences. But I want to tell you that you have that authority.
Amen.
The preacher is not the only one that have the authority. The deacons is not the only one that have the authority. The bishop of the district is not the only one that have this authority. If you are a believer,
mm-hmm.
trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, walking according to his will, being obedient to his word, you can invoke the word of Jesus,
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
In any given situation. And I want to tell you how powerful this word is. Evangelist, would you read Hebrews 4?
Hebrews, the 4th chapter,
Amen.
The 12th verse says, for the word of God,
hallelujah,
is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Mm.
Can you imagine for a moment the word of God? And we have the word of God on our mantelpiece. We have the word of God on the dashboard in our cars.
Yes.
We have the word of, I'm speaking of a Bible, the Bible now.
Yes, I know.
We have the word of God, and this word is so powerful. Listen to what it says. The word of God is alive.
Yes, it is.
This word is alive.
Alive, Pastor.
And powerful.
Mm.
And sharper than any two-edged sword.
Stay, Pastor, to cut you up.
Piercing, even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow.
Ooh.
It goes all the way, cuts to the bone.
To the bone, Pastor.
It's just like an x-ray machine. It sees all the way through. Dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts.
He knows
this,
your thoughts.
This word, know your thoughts.
Right.
Know what you're thinking.
That's right.
And the intents of your heart, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
And it sees the intents of your heart. So you can't fool God. Amen.
Praise him, Pastor.
This is the power.
Yes.
This is power. And we have this word at our disposal. Amen.
Yes, Pastor.
We have this word at our disposal. Mm-hmm. Because this word is alive.
Amen.
It's alive.
And it is alive, Pastor.
And no matter, don't say, well, I can't do this. When you see the miraculous and the power that God is using in other folks that are believers, you can do it as well.
Amen.
Because the word tells us this. And Minister Gloria, what does the word say in terms of?
We can do all things through Christ which strengthens us.
Amen.
Good God Almighty. Where Philippians what?
Philippians
4,
mm-hmm.
verse 13.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Can do all things. Can you imagine that advantage? Can do all things, but it's through Christ.
It's through Christ.
Can't do it without him.
A lot of us say, well, yeah, well, I can do all things. Mm-hmm. I can do all things.
Yes.
But see, they leave the one out that's able to do the work.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen. Because you don't have the ability or the power to do it independent of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You can't do it, Pastor.
Can't do it. What did he say to us? He says, apart from me,
you can do nothing.
You can do nothing. So we need to depend on him. Praise God. I know that folks out there in Radio Land right now that are listening to what we are saying as the authority of a believer. Praise God. If you are a believer, the word says that you can do all things. Praise God.
All things.
Well, we need to qualify that. What I'm talking about in terms of things pertaining to the word of God.
To the word of God.
Now, when we say we can do all things, I know you can't fly.
No.
You know,
yes.
You know, we know that. So we're speaking from a spiritual standpoint. Mm-hmm. And some folks are getting the flesh and say, well, I can do all things. Then I'm going to get up on top of this building and jump off. Well, I tell you, if you do that, and I'm not saying that you should. If you do that, you now beginning to violate one of the spiritual laws that God has in this earth realm.
Gravity.
And that is gravity. And you will come down.
What goes up must come down. Come down, Pastor.
Amen. You will come down. So don't think that you can do all things in the natural. We are speaking from a spiritual standpoint. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen. Amen.
Now, Pastor.
Yes,
sir. I just thought what you just said. Now, if you do come down, it has to be a miracle. Because the signs, wonders, and miracle. I'm going to tell you that you had a miracle. Because that ain't nothing but Jesus.
Coming down is no problem.
That's right.
But it's the sudden stop that makes the difference.
Yeah.
the sudden stop.
The sudden stop will get you all the time, baby.
Praise God.
The ball won't hurt you.
It
depends on how high you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I was you, I'd just only go a half a foot.
But I can do all things.
Yes, Pastor.
And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. We serve a mighty God.
Yes, we do, Pastor.
Hallelujah. And
praise God. But Philippians 2 and 13 says, for it is God, though, which worketh in you, both to will and do of his good pleasure.
Amen.
It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for us. On the cross of Calvary, we have the authority.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. What authority that he's given us.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even begin to even think about that authority that he's given us.
Mm-hmm.
We walk around a nonchalant attitude,
mm-hmm.
thinking that, well, I'm hoping that whatever it is that's coming up against me will go away. No, it's not going away. It's going to get even harder. It's going to intensify itself.
Yes.
And the
yes.
most important thing is that, but you have the power.
Amen. You have the power to invoke that word.
Yes. Amen. You have the power.
Praise Life and death God. Is in the power of the tongue, Pastor.
Yep. God yes. Almighty.
You better put that word to work.
Amen.
Pastor, you made a statement about people putting their Bibles on their car, inside their car, and they got them sitting inside.
Mm-hmm.
The word can't do nothing. Even I hate to say it, but for the ones that got it open up to a scripture in the car,
mm-hmm.
you better take the scripture that you open it to and work that word. You need to take that Bible that you got on your dresser or wherever you got it hid, open it up, and start studying that word
mm-hmm.
and live that word. Because guess what? It ain't going to live itself.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be inside of you.
Amen.
What comes, what you put in will come out. If you don't put nothing in, don't worry. Ain't nothing coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Because there are people that are carrying the power of the universe, the word of God. The word that brought everything into fruition, the word. And I want to tell you that you don't have to run from the devil
yes.
or any other given situation. You just invoke the word of God
mm-hmm.
because the word is all power. The
yes.
word has its power of its own. And this is why in James 1 and verse 22, what does the word say? He said, don't be doers of the word, hearers of the word,
but
be doers of the word. Do what the word says. And the word doesn't need you to do it. The word has the power itself. We just read that in Hebrew 4 and verse 12. Amen. That the word of God is quick and powerful. The word is alive.
Like you said, Pastor, alive.
Praise God. It's alive. So the whole thing is that all we need to do is just be obedient to the word. Thank the Lord and say, and invoke that word. Listen, when the enemy comes your way, because you have this power
right.
in your mouth. In your heart, too. First come out your heart.
And authority. Glory to God. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Well, first of all, in order to have faith in this word, mm-hmm. you got to hear it.
Yes.
Yes.
And
faith
you have
comes
to hear
by
it.
Hearing. Yes.
You have to hear it with your spiritual ears.
Yes.
That's true, Pastor.
Because many people are hearing the word.
But ain't doing
it. It's all over the radio and television. People are hearing the word. But see, they're not doing what the word says. They don't have the power to do it. But James says that don't be just hearers of the word, but
doers of the word,
deceiving your own selves. You see?
Yes.
This word has power.
Amen.
Amen. Minister, this word has power.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
And what it is that we should invoke this word because we have the ability through the word, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Under the anointing.
Under the anointing.
Yes.
You are anointed.
Yes. Amen. Isaiah 61, verse 1, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
You are anointed to speak this anointed word.
Yes,
you invoke this. Mm-hmm. How many believe that you are anointed?
Yes, it says that.
That's what the word says,
mm-hmm.
Pastor.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it for you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon the pastors.
Yeah.
Because the Lord has anointed the pastors to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent the pastors to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, and believers, Pastor.
Well, that verse of scripture was fulfilled in Luke 4 and verse 18. Then.
Yes, but the pastor. Yes, yeah. Pastor.
It has nothing to do with no pastor. The pastor. This is a believer.
Yeah.
Praise Who stood God. Up but in the synagogue, Pastor?
Yeah, but Jesus is saying that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Mm-hmm. He has anointed me.
Glory to God.
To preach the gospel to the poor.
Yes,
to the poor.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Yes.
To preach deliverance mm-hmm. to the captive.
Yes.
And recovering of sight to the blind
mm.
to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Mm. Praise God.
Hallelujah. But also, Pastor, I read in 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you.
Amen.
And you need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing teach you of all things, and is true, and is no lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
Amen.
Yes. You see, we all are anointed.
Yes.
If you are born again, you are anointed.
Yes, you are.
Praise God. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. He's the anointing. Praise God. I say he's the anointing.
Yes, he is, Pastor.
Because in 1 John 2:20 it says that what? We have an unction from the Holy One.
Mm-hmm.
And we know all things.
That's correct.
Can you imagine that? And we know all things.
That we, and guess what, Pastor? But God said he didn't keep nothing from us. Mm-mm. He revealed it to us by his Spirit.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the Spirit knows everything.
He knows everything.
Our little mind don't know everything. You know, the Spirit is the
That's
one that
That's why
the
nine gifts come in, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Satan knows if you work in them nine gifts, Pastor. He knows that you know who Christ is. And you know who he is.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Because he's been revealed to us. We are not ignorant of Satan's devices.
That's correct. His plans, his schemes, his strategies, his devices, Pastor. They're still the same. They don't change.
No, they're not changing. His bag of tricks is still the same.
Yes.
The thing of it is that Apostle Paul was saying there in Ephesians 6:10, I think he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
In the Lord.
See, yeah, we got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Ooh.
And we got to put on the whole armor of God that we are able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
The trickery and the deceptions of the devil. Listen, all of this has been afforded to a believer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Praise God. And we can walk in this authority, praise God, the power of the word of God, the power that's been given to us, that we can exercise this at any given time. Now, I know there may be some challenges coming because a lot of people, we're here speaking in the word of God, and the devil's not going to just fold up his tent and go away. No, he's going to challenge you at some point there in terms of what you're saying, because you're speaking the word of God. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the word says that the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against
it. Amen.
Listen, God never left us with no power. He didn't leave us without his word.
Mm-hmm. No, Pastor. He gave us everything. Even when you talk about the power, what God had left with us, Pastor, he put armor on us too, Pastor.
Yes, he did.
From the top of the head to the soles of the feet, Pastor. The wiles, Pastor, those are the darts that the enemy throw at you. But how do you resist the devil? The Bible says, what's that scripture, Pastor? Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee. Mm-hmm. And you didn't say wrestle with him, Pastor. Mm-hmm. You said resist him with the word.
Amen.
Invoke the word.
Amen.
Speak that word out your mouth.
Amen.
You go to a basketball game, football game, baseball game, and you be doing hollering and screaming and lose your voice. But why you don't use your voice against the enemy?
True.
Well, your voice is one thing, but you got to have that word in your mouth.
The pastor's right now. The voice, you better have the voice, the word working that voice. You better have the word behind that voice.
The word in your mouth, because Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So that word has to be in your heart. Amen.
Yes.
To come out your mouth.
Amen.
That scripture, Pastor, you
Psalms 119, verse 11.
You took it from me, Pastor.
Good God Almighty. 119
Go ahead, Pastor. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against.
Amen.
Good God.
Amen.
What did you hide in your heart?
The word.
Praise the Lord.
Of the Lord, Pastor.
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
And God sees what you hid in your heart, Pastor, because he discerneth the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Yes, we have to, you know, as a believer. And we're not trying to castigate or downtrod any believer out there. All we're saying is that we're enjoying Jesus, thanking him for what he's done for us. He's given us his word. He left his word for us.
Yes.
He said, I will not leave you comfortless. So if he didn't leave us comfortless, then he said, I'm going to leave my word. Praise God. I'm going to leave my word with you. Praise the Lord. Because this word is... He said, I'm going to leave I will not leave you comfortless.
Right.
I'm going to pray to the Father that you send another one, another comforter.
Yes.
Praise God. And the comforter is the Holy Ghost.
Yes, he is.
Amen. So he's power in our lives. Praise the Lord. I thank God for everything that he's doing. Praise his wonderful name.
Praise his wonderful name.
Because we can't holler at the devil or the adversary. The word of God tells us, as evangelists quoted moments ago there, that submit yourselves unto God. See, we need God's authority.
Yes.
And then we can resist the devil, and he will flee from us.
Amen.
I said he will flee.
Yes, he will, because he has to obey the word.
He has to obey what the word of God says. When we invoke that word in the name of Jesus, he's going to run or flee as if he's in terror. How many today love this word?
Yes, amen.
Pastor, there's a lot of Christians that's really into this word, Pastor. They eat, they wake up with it. Eat it during the day, Pastor. Go to bed, give them first place. I love them that love me. Those that seek me early shall find me. Pastor, when you put them, give them first place, the word. Mm-hmm. He going to be without lunchtime. He going to be with you in evening time. When you lay this happy flesh down at night, Pastor, you took the word with you. It's the word to watch over you when you're sleeping and resting and the ministering and warring angels, because you trust in his word.
Amen.
Well, we must give Jesus preeminence in our lives. He has to be first.
He has to be, not second place.
If he's not first, he's not there. Believe me. Because you're in your flesh.
Yes.
If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. Because he is in full control. He should be in full control. And this is why a lot of times we cry out for certain things and we don't get them, because what it is that we are ahead of the one that's going to make the difference in our lives.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. It's a wonderful thing when we just thank God for what he's doing in our lives. Evangelist, when you were down on your knees and you threw your hands up, listen, you didn't call on the pastor or call on anybody. Who was it that you called on?
Listen, my sister said, I heard the testimony from somebody else that when I fell in that kitchen floor, Pastor, my hands went up into the heavens and called on Jesus. Now, that's a beautiful testimony, Pastor. I could have called twin. I could have called mama, daddy. But, Pastor, I called Jesus.
Amen. He's the name that called. Praise God. He's the one that called. He's the only one that makes the difference in our lives anyway. Praise God.
He's the only reason why we're here, Pastor.
Because during the wee hours of the mornings, when you're going through something, you can't get on the telephone and try to find some minister to pray with you or to try and talk to you. Listen, you have the comforter with you. He's right there with you. And I tell you, you must allow him to comfort you, and you call on that name that's above every name.
Amen.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, mm-hmm. and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, and Minister Gloria, you had said it well when you talked about in Philippians 2 and verse 13. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. You said, for it is God that's working in us. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is in us. Both the will and the do of his good pleasure.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, we know who he is.
We don't need to be working out our own salvation with trembling and fear, because it's God that's doing all the work in us.
Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for that. So as a child of God out there in Radio Land, I just want to encourage you to let you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is with you, and he loves you, and he sent his son that he would come into your life and empower you, glory to God, to do his will. Praise the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful thing there?
Amen.
To do his will. And we must be obedient.
I was looking back at Isaiah 55 and 11, where it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. I like that.
I like that too, Minister Gloria, and I really do, because the word that came out of his mouth was Jesus.
Amen.
Are you listening to what I'm saying here? Yes. The word that came out of Jehovah's mouth was Jesus, because Jesus is the word.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God. And he sent his word. He sent his word here in this earth realm. Mm-hmm. And it accomplished the purpose which he sent it.
Yes.
And it returned back to him. Didn't, praise God. But it didn't come back void.
Didn't come back empty. Pastor.
My goodness. He came back. He sat there on the right hand of God the Father.
Mm-hmm. Interceding on our behalf.
Ooh, glory to God. He sent his word.
His word, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, God's phone number is Jeremiah 33:3, Pastor. Call unto me.
Amen.
And I will answer thee.
Yes.
And show you and great and mighty things
Pastor.
That you know not of.
That's correct. That's what it says.
Amen.
But you got a call.
Amen.
It's so wonderful when we can understand that we didn't ask for the word to come. Mm-mm. He sent his word.
He sent his word.
In Psalms 107 verse 20, what did it say there? Mm-hmm.
He sent his word.
Sent his word. Mm-hmm. To do what? To heal and to deliver them from their destruction. Let me tell you out there in Radio Land, listen, the word has come, the word is here, the word is alive, the word is powerful. All you need to do is to invoke the word of God, and it will do the work, because the word is alive.
Yes.
Praise God. I said the word is alive, and it'll make you alive. Praise God. I pray that we've said something out there, some out there in Radio Land that will hear. Don't turn your radio off right now.
Amen.
Just wait for a moment, because what we want to do is also extend an invitation of salvation.
Yes. Amen.
We not just want to say the word of God. There may be some out there that are listening that are not born again, that don't have this glorious gospel in their heart and the word of God that makes the difference in all of our lives. So we just want to encourage, first of all, the believers out there. And secondly, we just want to extend an invitation of salvation. Because the God that we serve is a good God.
Yes.
And the time is winding up.
He's coming.
Yes, the King is coming.
The King is coming.
And time is winding up.
Yes, it is.
I mean, we can look at these things now because prophecies are being fulfilled even as we speak.
Even as we speak, Pastor.
Praise God. So if you don't know him out there in Radio Land, I pray that you would listen to Minister Gloria and the words that she want to send through the airwaves. Receive it into your heart, because God is not willing that any perish,
but that all should come to repentance.
All come to repentance.
Praise God.
So if you have an open heart, just unlock that heart of yours. Forget about what you've heard otherwise and listen to what is being said now. She's going to extend an invitation of salvation to those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we know that we were talking about the authority of the believer, but there may be some people that just like to listen to radios and happen by a divine appointment to tune into this broadcast. So she's going to read verse of scripture so that you open your heart and receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it says, but what saith it? Mm-hmm. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That's why we're on this radio ministering the word of God, so you can understand that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
With the heart, man believed unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
But whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, and this is all by faith, shall be saved.
Amen.
Read a little further.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Mm-hmm.
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
Mm-hmm.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
Yes, yes.
As is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Amen.
The gospel of Jesus Christ
is
good news.
Good news.
And I'm speaking to someone out there right now.
Yes, you are.
You've been going in and out of churches. You've been listening to the choir sing, and you've heard good sermons and so forth, but you have not opened your heart to receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you take notice of what Minister Glory just said, which is the authentic word of God, open up your heart and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, because he loves you.
Amen.
And he came here in this earth realm to save you.
Yes.
I pray right now that each person that's not born again would receive what Minister Glory said, which is nothing but the word of God. Open your heart. So we thank you for tuning into the broadcast.
Yes.
We love you. And I want to tell you that you don't have to worry and you don't have to fret. All you need is faith in God. Just turn your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he will come in if you invite him into your
Amen.
Heart. God bless you all out there in Radio Land. Is my prayer.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida, 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.